In this bulletin, Scott Morrison rejects Labor suggestions he's responsible for the severity of the COVID outbreak in New South Wales. Three more COVID deaths in New South Wales and more than 1,000 cases. And in the AFL, Carlton sacks its coach after another disastrous season. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used Parliament to accuse the Labor Party of hypocrisy for trying to blame him for the severity of the COVID outbreak in New South Wales. During question time, opposition leader Anthony Albanese stressed that the dangers of the Delta variant that first emerged in India were well known by late June, when Scott Morrison commended New South Wales for resisting a full lockdown. But Scott Morrison has rejected Labor's critique, pointing out the ALP opposed his India travel ban several months earlier.
I remember that the Leader of the Opposition was not terribly supportive of the government's moves at that time, Mr. Speaker, to ensure that the Delta strain did not come through at that time. I remember the critical comments being made by members of the Labor Party of the strong stand the government took. But I'm used to that, Mr. Speaker. So we will stick with the national plan. We will continue with the national plan. We will enable Australia, Mr. Speaker, to go forward with confidence and with safety and to ensure that we can live with this virus into the future.
And the Chief Health Officer in New South Wales says Australia is capable of getting 90% of the population fully vaccinated. Dr. Kerry Chant says the success of the vaccination program is dependent on ensuring as many people as possible in vulnerable communities receive inoculations.
So I want our homelessness level vaccination rates really high. I want our Aboriginal communities to be highly protected by vaccination. I want our drug and alcohol clients, our mental health clients. I want our justice health clients. I want our prisons clients. I want all of those groups very high vaccination rates.
New South Wales has detected another 1,029 locally acquired cases, and three unvaccinated people are the latest to die. The state government has extended the lockdown in regional New South Wales until at least September the 10th. The Premier Gladys Berejiklian has also announced new freedoms for fully vaccinated residents, which will come into force next month. Vaccinated residents in the local government areas of concern will be given an hour of recreation outdoors, provided all adults in the household are vaccinated. This will be in addition to the 1 hour allowed for exercise. And for vaccinated residents outside those LGAs, outdoor gatherings of up to five people, including children, will be allowed within the LGA or within 5 kilometres from home. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people will eventually be expected to show proof of their vaccination status if they want to take part in things reserved for the fully vaccinated. To the ACT now, which has recorded 14 new cases of COVID-19. All new cases are linked to known outbreaks. 13 were in quarantine the whole time, and one person was only infectious in the community for a short time. There are now more than 400 exposure sites in the ACT. To Victoria, and emergency relief operations are underway in Shepparton in the northeast of the state, where thousands of people have had to isolate, placing enormous pressure on supermarkets and other essential services. The Victorian government has sent emergency services personnel to the city to coordinate the response. Victoria has recorded 80 locally acquired cases, with 67 linked to known outbreaks and 41 cases infectious in the community. The state government has reinforced the testing message after some people with symptoms waited more than a week before testing positive. Premier Daniel Andrews says the people of Shepparton will get the help they need, with people going door to door to deliver essential supplies. Qantas has recorded a more than $1 billion loss in the last financial year. The airline made an annual tax loss of $1.8 billion in 2021 after a net loss of nearly $2 billion in 2020. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says total revenue lost since the start of the pandemic rose to around $16 billion, and it's likely to exceed $20 billion by the end of this year.
International borders were essentially closed for the entire year, and there were only about 30 days when we didn't face some level of domestic travel restriction. This performance in trading conditions that were frankly diabolical gives us a lot of confidence about how the Qantas Group is it going to perform as we put lockdowns behind us in the next few months? And we all know that the rollout of the vaccine is key to that.
Mr. Joyce is hoping flights to countries with high vaccination rates resume from mid-December this year, which could include Singapore, Japan, the US, the UK and New Zealand. Let's go to AFL now, and Carlton has sacked its coach, David Teague, after another disastrous season for the club. The side has just 8 wins from 22 games. Let's see what Friday's weather is doing around the country. A cloudy 18 degrees in Perth, mostly sunny in Adelaide, also 18. Cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Similar conditions in Hobart, 12 degrees. A shower or two in the capital, 13 degrees in Canberra. In Wollongong, a possible shower in 19. Much the same for Sydney. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 20 degrees. Fine weather in Brisbane, 24 for you, 35 in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.